everybody, and welcome to the first Pitching In NPL Step 4 show of the brand new season. This is August edition, and coming up this month, we'll be looking back at some fantastic results in the first qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. Coming up later in the show, we'll be hearing from the management at Chase Town, at Hebburn, at Cleethorpes Town, at Stamford and at Sporting Kalsa. But before that, let's go to Derbyshire and to Belper Town. A fantastic result for Belper last Saturday as they defeated Matlock Town by 3-0 at Causeway Lane. And for more on that result now, here's Grant Black, manager at Belper Town. Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, here we are again. We're at an early stage of an FA Cup run. Superb stuff against Matlock Town at the weekend. How was the afternoon for you in the first qualifying round?
Yeah, well, obviously, it was a great result for us. You know, we had a tough game in our first round that we came in against Whitchurch. They were a good organised team, and on a different day, you know, they caused problems. But yeah, we got through that one, and obviously then you're looking for a good draw, and obviously you draw local rivals 10-mile distance, so we knew it was going to be a big game for fans, obviously, which adds that extra little bit of incentive. But in regards to sort of form, Matlock were absolutely flying, so that task was made even more difficult. But we had a plan to sort of play that game, and luckily for us, the lads followed it through, and like I said, it was a convincing victory in the end.
And how much did Jonathan Margetts feature in your plans? Because he was on fire, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's to be fair, is it ground running, which is what we expected when we signed him. We know all about Jono and his qualities that he's got. You know, I think he's on 8 or 9 goals already, and I think we've played 4 league games and 2 FA Cup games. So if he keeps going at that ratio, then like you said, we'll be in for a good season, and so will he. But yeah, like I said, we played him and Alex Peterson together, big man, little man, whatever you want to sort of work it. And like I said, they've started to build up a real good relationship, and obviously Alex did his parts that then allowed Jono to reap them rewards, which is something that both of them enjoy doing.
And we'll go to the second qualifying round now, and it's Tamworth at home. Have you had time to think about it? Because before that, you've got a couple of league games coming up. So when do you start preparing for Tamworth?
We'll start preparing, mate. Old cliche, we'll start preparing Tuesday night at about 9:45 when we finish playing against Coles Hill at home, is when us as a management group will start planning for a weekend. We'll have someone obviously go and watch them on Saturday, but we'll not ask for that report until after Wednesday, you know, until after the game Tuesday night. Work on the bits we've got on Thursday at training.
So we're on this this journey again together, I feel like, Grant. It feels like I have to accompany you during FA Cup runs. Did you have planned for another FA Cup run, or is it too early days to start thinking back then to previous ones?
No, like you say, I think it's always good to have the experience of having good cup runs, which we did at Ossie, and we've obviously done it at Belper as well. So some of the lads have been with us throughout them journeys as well. So it's good that they've had that experience and they know what it's like and want to taste it again. And obviously they can pass them experiences on to the lads that have not been with us before. So, and it's always some, obviously, that we do, you know, prioritise. You want to get promoted. That's, you know, what you want straight away at the start of the season. But you always then prioritise next is your FA Cup and having a decent run to obviously boost revenue and obviously just get that feel-good factor around whatever club.
And let's talk about the league form, because we are very early days into the season. A brand new division for Belper Town, that you've got some familiar favourites in and around you, but a fair few new teams as well. I mean, what have you made of the general competition, the start to the season thus far for Belper? It's been steady, hasn't it?
Yeah, steady away. I think you know, I spoke to the lads, you know, the other day, and I think we're probably a couple of points off where we would have, you know, in-house, where we would have been sort of looking to have been. You know, we had Alzo in, Chase Town, Ilkeston, 3 teams that are all going to be in probably around the top 6 come April. So we knew it were a start where we'd got them teams to sort of to play. And like I said, I think we'd have took 6 points from them first sort of three or four games. And, I think we got four. Obviously, then we get a win Tuesday night as well. We've got, so, if we get a good result Saturday, we're back up to sort of seventh or eighth. We're game in hand on the ones above. So, but like you said, mate, it's a new chapter, new league, some crazy journeys in this one. I think I saw a sign on Tuesday night on his way to Daventry, and I think it was something like 60 miles from London. So you're like thinking, have I seen that right? Or am I a bit weary here or not? But so yeah, it is what it is. We've got to approach it. We're open minds, and like I said, some new grounds, some new teams to play against, which is always good to test yourselves against. Been very impressed with the calibre of teams. Yeah, there's some really strong teams. And the ones that have sort of not had a great start are very challenging as well. So I don't think there's going to be any kind of whipping boys at this level throughout the season that you can guarantee points against. So, yeah, it'd be a good test.
And two home games, three if you count the FA Cup, back-to-back now. So how important are the fans going to be? Great crowd, we should say, for the Matlock game, over 1,000 there. And obviously there was some Matlock fans in that crowd too, it being a home game. But plenty of support needed in the coming weeks as well, especially against Cambridge City this weekend.
Yeah, like you said, a great turnout against Matlock. There was some Matlock fans there, I think. Might have been more Belpawns, to be fair. It's seems to be what we do in FA Cup. We do attract a lot of away support in that FA Cup. So hopefully they came and enjoyed what they saw, and obviously they'll continue to come and see us away from home. But more importantly, when we're at home, they'll get out in the numbers like that of it next week or so. Because like you say, we've got we said this would be a big week in sort of shaping the start of the season. And like I said, two home games coming up, or three, like you say, if you count FA Cup, it's a chance for us to get a good run. And obviously we need them fruit gates to help us to do that.
I'm actually looking down the fixture list. You've got five, actually, consecutive home games, haven't you? Because you've got Carlton after this, and then Sporting Calza. So have I got this right?
Yes, just, you have, yeah. Mate. How's
your groundsman keeping? Is he okay?
Yeah, as always, I'm sure he'll be happy about them five games, and potentially us training on it in between as well. He might be doing his nutting a little bit, but like I say, it's great for the club. Obviously, if we are doing well and we get five big gates come through, then it stands us in good stead going into sort of October, November financially, as a club, if we do get big turnout in them games. And then obviously if we make Belper into a fortress, we're unbeaten so far at home. If we can continue that run, then again, it's the more home games over a period of time we get, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Grant Black, manager at Belper Town, big welcome back. Happy new season here. Congratulations on the Matlock result, and all the best against Tamworth next week in the FA Cup second qualifying round.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Grant Black there, manager of Belper Town, joining us here on this month's edition of the Step 4 Show. Let's go from Derbyshire now to Staffordshire and to Chasetown. A fantastic result for Chasetown last week in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup, as they were victorious over Barwell by 2-1. Let's hear from the manager now at Chasetown. It's a welcome back to the show to Mark Swan. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup, let's talk about the last round. And what an epic result that was against Barwell. How was the game for you?
Yeah, look, we were well aware that Barwell had a big injury issue, big injury issues going into the game. I spoke to a guy who I've known a long time before the match, and he made it aware he had five missing, but you can't be complacent because they're still a very, very good side. I mean, it helped on the day where Alton, who I think is one of their better players as well, and an experienced player in the middle of the park, got sent off for second yellow after 22 minutes. And from then on, really, they didn't really put us under a lot of pressure. And we got the goals to go through. In the end, a bit of a nervy end with Hickey scoring the 86th minute. But it was quite comfortable, really, after they went down to the 10 men.
And then that sets up the second qualifying round match away at Hanley Town next week.
Yeah.
We'll come to the games you've got in between, because to say you've got a tough schedule would be an understatement. But what's your thoughts on the Hanley Town match in the FA Cup?
Well, we know how tough it's going to be. We know how tough them Stoke sides are anyway. You know, you your Kidsgrove, this World's your Leeks, and Hanley Town, we all know that, you know, they've signed a big few names as well, and, you know, there's players with pedigree at the higher levels there. So just going there anyway, going up to Hanley, you know, he's a tough away fixture, and with it being the FA Cup, there'll be a few there. The signings they've made as well, we're under no illusions that, you know, it's going to be extremely difficult to go and get a result there.
You mentioned Barwell's injury concerns. Every manager at the minute seems to be having injury concerns. I mean, it's just one of the things, I think, with the pandemic and then coming straight back at it the way we have done. But, I mean, how are things going at Chasetown? Because you've had a crazy September. Obviously, we talked about the FA Cup, but you've had to play Hales Owen. On Saturday, you've got Ilkeston away. Tuesday, you've got Stamford away. Then into the FA Cup. So how are things going at Chasetown?
Don't sound too good, does it? That September fixture list, there you go. Nah, look, it's one of them. I think every manager will say, you know, mate, that nobody knew what to do. Do you play friendlies closely? You know, not earlier, which people were getting involved with these cup games, which I didn't want to do. Do you go back early? Have we gone back too early? Has it been too intense? Is that why people are picking up injuries? Look, nobody knows, but I speak to a lot of local managers and, you know, the injury list's massive, including ours. I mean, you know, we've got four or five lads out, little niggles here and there. They're not big injuries, bar Mitch Botfield, our signing from Albuchurch, who got a ruptured his right ankle ligaments, which he's just had a scan on it actually yesterday. So that's a long-term one, but I just think everybody's picking up these little niggles because you're going straight into intense football. Saturday, Tuesday. I thought the league might have been a little bit more forgiving, but it is the way of the world. So, look, we're in the same boat as a few. You've just got to get by, you know. We've got a strong squad. And you just have to utilise it the best way you can. Coming on to the fixtures, you know, it'll give you a point to where you are. I always say that. You've got to play them, ain't you? You've got to play the big teams. No doubt, Stamford, Ilkeston and Hales Owen, who we've just played, who, by the way, are very, very impressive. You know, no doubt they're going to be up there. So you've got to play them. It gives you a good pointer to where you're going to be as well for the duration of the season. So that's good. I enjoy them games, if I'm totally honest. And I know the lads do as well.
And how are you tracking versus your own expectations as well, Matt? Because, you know, you've only had one defeat, and that was against Hales Owen, who were beating everyone at the moment. So, I mean, it's been a pretty good start. I mean, you're just outside the playoff spots at the moment, so you're certainly competitive, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll compete. When we've got our full-strength side out and the lads are at it, we'll compete against anybody. It's proven with Hales Owen. Funny enough, the Hales Owen game is probably the best we've played, but they were just clinical. I mean, going forward, the best I've seen, never mind at this level, the level above and maybe above that, you know, they've got abundance of talent, you know, in the offensive areas. And you know what? I actually enjoyed watching them, which is a little bit weird for me to say. They're a very good side. But our expectations, we know, like against Hales Owen, the duration of 90 minutes, we can match them. Obviously, that bit of quality has killed us and a few mistakes. And it'll be the same against your Stamfords, your Ilkestons, your Cozils, you know, all the teams that are going to be up there. And we'd like to think we keep our feet on the floor, concentrating what we're doing, and we're confident, you know, we'll be in and around the playoffs come the end of the season.
And Mark, just a final question, really, just about how good is it to be back discussing competitive matches? And Chasetown in the FA Cup, it feels right, doesn't it? So what's your final thoughts as you head towards this busy week to come for your side?
Yeah, Chasetown in the FA Cup does feel right. I mean, I was a part of the squad when with the big, you know, the Cardiff game, you know, that big run when we got to the third round proper. So I know what it's all about, but what you've got to realise, that was like, you know, it was 12, 13 years ago or whatever it is. And since then, I haven't really had much of a cup run. So look, we take each game, be it, you know, a senior cup game, a league game or an FA Cup game. We prepare exactly the same, and we do our own work on the opposing side. And it's as simple as that, really. I mean, it's always great to have a cup run. It's a nice distraction, but like I say, the game's a football game, and we'll prepare to win it like any other.
Well, Mark Swan, manager at Chase Town, a big, big thank you for taking your time out of your day to come on the show on a Friday afternoon. Really appreciate it. All the best with this hectic schedule you've got coming up this week, and all the best in the FA Cup next Saturday.
Thanks very much. Take care. Cheers.
So a great result there for Chase Town in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Let's head to the East Coast now and to Cleethorpes Town. Last Saturday, a gutsy 1-1 draw against Hensford Town. In the replay on Tuesday night, a big congratulations to everyone at Cleethorpes. A 2-1 victory for the East Division side. Brilliant stuff from Cleethorpes. Let's hear from their manager now. It's a welcome back to the show to Dave Smith. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And cracking result against Hensford midweek in the replay. Cracking result in the first game as well, we should say, on Saturday. I mean, how was the first qualifying round for you?
It was a great occasion, to be fair. I think it's we've been there before. I don't know if it was a trophy or the FA Cup, but it was opponents we knew of and a great place to go play football, to be fair. Their ground is fantastic. So it was a good game. They're a good side. They started the first 10 minutes bopping the ball around, and this, I thought it was going to be a tough afternoon, and they scored early. But our boys got to grips with it and got to grips with the occasion. And, I think their manager said we were the better side on Saturday, and we carried that into Tuesday. So really, really pleased.
And they were all similar kind of goals, really, weren't they, as well? There were crosses that came in, and they really struggled with your side's ability to head the ball into a danger area. They really struggled with it, didn't they?
Yeah, we did our homework a little bit on that. You know, we could get hurt them in wide areas. The frustrating bit, Ben, was Saturday. We got in so many good areas to put a ball in and didn't. You know, the goal we scored was the first good cross we put in, and we scored from it. And we got in areas so many times. It was really frustrating. So Tuesday, that was the plan. You know, do what we're doing. Nothing changes. Expect the same. But when we get in those areas, just add a bit of composure, a bit of quality, and pick the man out, which we did, and scored the goals.
And how pleased are you as well with the fact that, you know, ordinarily the lower ranked side in a replay normally comes a cropper in the midweek game, don't they? But your side weren't having it, were they?
No, I think it's a bit of a bonus that we're miles away from them as well on a Tuesday night. So I think that plays our hands a little bit, but that's the nature of the beast. But yeah, normally you get one crack at it, don't you, against higher placed opposition, and they're doing well in their league. They're a good team, as I say. But we just felt confident, I think, from the Saturday. I think we caused them problems. I think we were our shape and our style of play and the players we had. I just knew we'd cause them a problem. And I'm sure they were going into that game Tuesday knowing that. But again, we make it difficult. We go one down, but the character, good occasion. There was a lot of fans in, 400 plus. They cheered us on. And it's just one of those nights where they come back, the crowd behind us, get the win, hang on in the last few minutes. And yeah, just a brilliant occasion for the club.
And because of the COVID season that never was and all that, and because the FA Cup for a side at Step 4 starts way in August, do you get that sense of momentum building now? And dare I say it, you're on a bit of a journey with the FA Cup now this year, do you feel, maybe?
Yeah, it's something we wanted. We haven't had a run for a while, to be fair. We went out early season before last, unluckily, but fair play to the team that beat us. And it was just not quite... It's something we wanted to do, really. And then, you know, you get the draw, don't you, Alfreton at home before you play the blooming replay. So the club's buzzing about that. You think, well, let's just get this game out of the way, which is a tough one, by the way. Yeah, and, you know, you feel that momentum now. And I think it's just, we're a non-league club, aren't we, as everyone is you talk to. And a cup run, the finances, the buzz it brings, you know, it's fantastic for everyone. And we've had a lot of backing from Grimsby Town fans as well, who have followed us and tried to watch us on their away. And it's just created that bit of connection between the two. And they're all looking to the next game, see if we can get it on a night where they can come watch.
Right, Alfreton next then.
Alfreton next.
It's very early days in the season, but they've not had the best of starts. So, I mean, what do you think? This is a big banana skin for them. I could say that safely.
It is, but they've got good players, haven't they? You know, you look through their squad, and there's lots and lots and lots of very, very good players. And at some point, Billy's going to get them winning games. So, you know, maybe it's the right time. They're coming to our ground. We're just going to do what we do. We're going to have a right go, no fear. See if we can score goals and see if we can keep them out. And, you know, I think we'll cause problems, but they're a quality side. Let's see. But it's a free hit for us. We can just have a go, freewheel at this and see what happens.
Let's talk about the league as well while I've got you, Dave. And it's been an okay start to the season. And like I said about Alfreton, very early days. But you're around the playoffs, aren't you? You're not too far away. So what do you make of the start to the season more generally?
Yeah, I think you'd have a lot of managers giving the same view at the moment. You know, we just need to get a bit of consistency in squad selection, team selection with availability. I think when we've got our team out, you can see what we do with the likes of the Hednesford game, etc. Pontefract away. And there's been games where we just haven't been quite clinical enough. You know, we've got the first goal. We should have scored the second or even third and not and been punished. We've had that a little bit, which you're open to. But yeah, if we can get... I mean, Scott Vernon's been missing for a number of weeks. You know, he's a big player for us. We've just got key players at the minute. Just can't seem to get them out week after week. And once we can do that, we'll be absolutely fine.
You mentioned Hensford having trips. You've got a trip up the coast, haven't you, to Stockton this weekend. What do you make of the division more generally, the new East division of the NPL? It seems to be, I could say this about the other two divisions as well, but it does feel like more competitive than in previous years, maybe.
No, I'd say, so you can see it already. I think everyone's beating everyone apart from, I think, Liversidge had a really good start. But everyone's beating everyone. And it does feel a really competitive, fine margin league, which is what you want, really, in terms of that's why we're at this level of football. But, yeah, it's definitely a tougher test. But I think the way they've balanced it out, you know, I spoke to Graham Drury at Stamford as well. He feels exactly the same. So the way it's balanced out and which teams are going into which constitution has really made it for competitive leagues in each sort of division of the NPL. But, yeah, Stockton's another team that's new to us in many ways. That's a good thing. We just go and play our game. But it's good to go to new grounds. I think we needed it, you know, after the couple of years of the pandemic and, you know, the same old, same old, same. I think it's been refreshing to have new teams, new leagues, new grounds to go to.
And I've already caught with the newbies who've joined the league, so I'll ask you a similar question. I mean, what's your expectations for this season? Because it is a trip into the unknown for everyone. So what's your thoughts on what's possible for Cleethorpes, not just in the FA Cup, but in the league as well?
League-wise, I think every season we'll be looking to be in and around that playoff area and see if we can kick on from there. I think that's where we've been consistently. If we keep within those playoff positions, 1 year it's going to come off for us. So I see us as a playoff team with the catchment we have and the resources we have and the teams we're up against. And, you know, that's not going to be, I'll tell you now, in terms of you can count more than four or five teams that are all going to be looking at the same thing. So there's a job on to do that. But that's firmly where I see us at our best with the squad we have and the players we've got. Yeah, I see us in that mix, definitely.
And final question, Dave. You mentioned the importance of the crowd in the last round of the FA Cup. Just a final message, because that game's looming now. It's just a week Saturday, isn't it? It's come round quick. In the second qualifying round, Alfreton Town at your place. What's your message to the Cleethorpes Town faithful as you head to that game?
Well, they can all see the impact they had on Tuesday. You know, we went 1-0 down. The fans, the crowd, they were there in the numbers and they stuck behind us and they cheered the lads on and just gave them that boost when needed. And we got the goals at a good time and they really do help. I mean, as all non-league grounds, quite an intimate experience when you get a few in. We can hear every comment and we can hear every encouraging word. And I think, you know, if they turn up again and just cheer us on, it does give us that boost. And that's the advantage of being at home. So, you know, let's take that advantage and make it a tough place to visit for Alfreton.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, Dave Smith, a big congratulations on the previous round's successes for Cleethorpes Town. Best of luck next weekend against Alfreton Town. And I say this to all the managers, but we'll speak in the next round, OK?
Yeah, let's see. Top man, Ben. Thank you.
Dave Smith there, manager of Cleethorpes Town, joining us here on the Step 4 show this month. Let's go up the East Coast now to Hebburn Town. Hebburn Town were victorious in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup away at Ashton United last Saturday. And for more on that great result there for the North East side, let's hear from their manager. So welcome back to the show to Kevin Bolam. Well, Kevin, a big, big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the next round of the FA Cup, let's talk about last Saturday at Hurst Cross against Ashton United. What a result. How was the afternoon for you?
Yeah, really, really good. We were welcomed at Hurst Cross very well and good side. We'd done a little bit of homework on them ourselves and got a little bit of knowledge off them off some local teams up here in the North East. So we knew that they were a good side, and similar to us, they've had a bit of a sticky start in their league campaign. So yeah, we knew quite a bit about them. So you know, the result was a very good away performance on the day. When we got our noses in front, I'll not lie, they had a lot of possession, but you know, they have missed a couple of good situations. But other than that, the goalkeeper hasn't had loads and loads of saves to make. And to be fair, we could have wrapped it up late on in the game a couple of times with one-on-one situations that we didn't take. But yeah, fantastic result, good day. And obviously we've managed to pull an absolute rabbit out of the hat in York City away in the next one.
I was going to say, because of the nature of football and the inconsistent nature of former Football League clubs who've dropped down to step two of non-league football, we get the opportunity to play teams like this. I mean, it's fantastic, yeah. York City away next Saturday. What's your thoughts on the actual challenge on the pitch for that game?
To be fair, from my point of view, it's the same old scenario. We've got two very important league games before then. And because our league campaign hasn't been the greatest of starts due to, you know, injuries and unavailability and so on, like every team's got to put up with. We're just now, from last week, we're just now starting to get a squad back together, and myself and Mick have got some tough decisions to make with lads in squads and so on. So I've got to be open and honest and say, you know, all of our focus and intentions on the next two league games. But obviously, when the York City game comes round, we'll be really looking forward to it. And it's a fantastic opportunity to get a few fans down there. I know the club are getting right behind it and offering a real discounted rate for people to travel down there. And I think they're offering the juniors free travel down there.
Brilliant.
So we're hoping to get a real good following down there, and I hope everybody just enjoys that day. If I'm honest, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, Kevin, as well, because you mentioned you're getting players back in that. Is that the true Hebburn sound we saw on Tuesday night when you beat Yorkshire Amateur?
Yeah, well, again, it was in glimpses. I mean, they've come flying out the traps, but both their goals have took deflections. One put a deflection into to put a lad in down the right-hand side, who's put a fantastic ball across goal, and it was a very, very good finish off the lad. And then the second one, it's come as a deflection off one of my players, and my centre-half is just trying to head it away, and all he's done is put it into the... So them type of things have been going really against us, but we've showed glimpses on Tuesday night of what we're about from an attacking point of view. But we really enjoy playing away from home as well, when the onus is on the home sides to come at us. And we're not bad on the counter-attack and stuff with the pace we've got in the side and in good areas high up the pitch.
I think when we spoke in the Welcome to the MPL shows a few months back, we were talking about you know, the challenge of the East Division. And we see that there. You're playing Yorkshire Amateur. And then, you know, this week, two big games away from home, Worksop Town and Shildon. No easy games in this league. I know it's a cliche, but it's true. How are you shaping up ahead of a busy week for yourselves?
Yeah, well, like I had said, we've got some lads coming back from longer term injuries and what have you. Now, we've still got a couple out, but similar to what Michael had said at Ashton, you know, once you get your real key players back, it's a massive boost to you as a manager and stuff. And we're literally just round the corner from getting a full squad back together now, bar one, who's obviously out all season. But other than that, we're probably two or three away from having a fully fit squad. And long may it continue. We'd rather have the challenges of making the tough decisions as opposed to just thinking, OK, we've got 15 this week and put up with it from there, so to speak. But no, listen, going back to what you had said, that the league is incredibly tough and physical and competitive, and we found that out already in the sides that we've played. And from what I'm gathering, speaking to some of the other local managers, I think it's much of a muchness. It's very, very competitive and physical, and whoever goes on to come out of it will have to work their socks off to have done that.
And if you know, you didn't have enough on your plate, you've got Liversidge at the end of the month, haven't you, as well? So it's all happening.
Yeah, they've absolutely took off, but again, I'm not really surprised. But when we played them in the Vars at home last season, they were a very good side that day, and we realised how good a side they are. And I'm led to believe, again, after doing a little bit of homework, I think he's improved the squad again this season. And they'll be no doubt they'll be right up there at the end of the season.
And final thought, really, Kevin, as we head to this busy period for yourselves and everyone at the club, York City next weekend. It's good, isn't it? I mean, we spoke in the abstract the last time we spoke on the show. Here we are talking about actual games of football. How good is it to be back? And what's your final thoughts heading into the York match next week?
Oh, hey, listen, the main thing for me is being you're back playing football in front of fans and having a bit of banter with opposition fans and having a discussion with your own fans after games and so on and so on. That's what it's all about. Seeing lads on the pitch putting that heart and soul into trying to get a result for their clubs. That again, that's what it's all about for me. The York City one's obviously a little bit of icing on the cake because of we weren't in a position to be able to take fans to Wembley for the Vars final. So hopefully, you know, we can get maybe 200 or something to go down there and really enjoy a day, and hopefully, you know, we can stay in the game as long as we possibly can. And you never know. It's a magic of the FA Cup. You just never know. I suppose a replay would be absolutely ideal to bring them back up to heaven. But we realise the task at hand will be very hard. But like I had said previously, we've got two very difficult league games beforehand. But we are looking forward to it. I'd be a liar to say that we weren't going to play on a beautiful pitch in a beautiful stadium. So you know, and the fact that obviously Steve Watson manages them as well just adds a little bit more to it.
Well, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on the show. Really appreciate it. Best of luck next weekend at York and catch up very soon, maybe in the third qualifying round.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Yeah.
Kevin Boland there, manager of Hebburn Town, speaking to me on Friday evening. Let's go back to the Midlands division now and to Sporting Calza. Sporting Calza with a 2-1 victory over Step Three side Gainsborough Trinity last weekend. That sets up a home encounter in the second qualifying round, incidentally, to Kidderminster Harriers. Brilliant stuff for Sporting Calza. Let's hear from their manager now. It's a welcome back to the show to Ian Rowe. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us, and what a fantastic result that was on Saturday. Tell us how you felt.
We had to dig in first off. Obviously, we've got a report on them, we had them watched. It was better than what we probably thought they were going to be. We had to dig in on the side. Half hour, they really put it on us. We rowed our luck a couple of times. And then second half, I felt we was more comfortable, got into the game. Won a penalty on 60. Conceded a penalty on 75. And then I got it in our heads then, you know, let's not get beat. Our shape was really good. Then I've got it in my head then also, we're travelling to Gainsborough on Tuesday night. We're trying to prepare for that mentally and thinking, right, 2.5 hour coach journey. Lads have got to finish work at 3 o'clock and stuff like this, that and the other. And then we went and won it in injury time. So the joys of the FA Cup, obviously, we're all ecstatic. And you know, really, really pleased we got the victory. And the draw came out on Monday and we pulled Kiddy out the ad. Yeah. You think, you know, we've got double what we had to do last week all over again. But it's the joys of the FA Cup. You know, the FA Cup is the greatest competition in English football, arguably world football domestically. So again, you know, it's a joy to be part of, and we'll give it a go.
Ahead of this interview, for games like this, especially where it's been like a last minute winner, I always try and find the clip on YouTube and just see, and it is classic FA Cup stuff, isn't it? Where, you know, it's a breaking midfield, just running through, a nice ball down the channel and straight past the goalkeeper. It's just how FA Cup matches should finish. Yeah. To put all that preparation in and then to get Kidderminster out of the hat, that's superb, isn't it, really?
100%. I think the celebration weren't bad either, to be fair. You watched that. That's his first goal for us. He's only recently joined us. And I know he's got that in his locker from what he did when he played against us when we were at Step Five. But yeah, it was great. And like you say, the draw against Kiddy, obviously from a manager's perspective, when I look at it and look at our injury list at the minute, I'm thinking, you know, we've got to put a proper game plan up here. So, well, like you said, we've got 2 more games between now and next Saturday. Game at a time. Daventry Saturday, Bedworth Tuesday, and then we've got 4 days preparation then for the Kiddy game on the Saturday.
And we obviously caught up ahead of this new season just to see, you know, what your expectations were and all that as you, you know, make this step into step four in the MPL. But this is what it's all about, isn't it? FA Cup runs, because obviously your FA Cup run didn't just start in September. You've had matches in August as well to deal with. And you're having to juggle. So this week you've got Daventry and Bedworth in the league. Not easy games.
No, not at all. Obviously, like you say, I have someone who watches games for us. And yeah, we've got two tough games, home games, so we have, you know, we haven't got to worry about the travelling. But at the same token, at the moment, without throwing the, you know, the excuses across the ball, we are absolutely decimated with injuries. I mean, I'm looking at what we've got in training tonight, it's going to be really light. We've probably got 8-9 players at the moment who are out, struggling. So luckily, I've got a big squad. I mean, God knows what I'm going to do when everybody's fit. Because I will have some proper headaches, but obviously, you know, at the moment, one, the aim is to try and compete in the league, and first and foremost, make sure we consolidate our position within the league, which is really tough. Started the season with 4 wins, 2 league wins, 2 FA Cup wins. Everybody thinks, oh, we've arrived here, we're doing really well, getting a little bit of in front of ourselves a little bit. Goes to Loughborough and gets beat 6-2, so it's like, wow. This is where we're at, lads. Take a step back. Let's have a look where we're at. And first and foremost, every game we've got to treat it like cup finals, because, you know, we've spent enough time to try and get into the league we're in. And, you know, we can't get complacent once we've, you know, we go to Ilkeston, get a result opening game of the season against Yaxley, won the 2 FA Cup games. And then, like you say, suddenly people started getting a little bit carried away. You know, we've got to remember where we're at, what we're all about, and what our standards and principles are as a team in terms of our work ethic and our principles in terms of that we go into each game. Every game's got to be a cup final mentality, and, you know, that's how we need to go into every game. We cut our next one and then move on to the next one with that same mindset.
And Ian, how do you feel like, obviously 6 games into the league campaign, and, you know, it's only one win outside the playoffs at the moment. So it's and like you said, the start was pretty good, wasn't it? So do you feel like you've adapted to this division now? I know it is early days to make such a sweeping statement, but I mean, do you feel like it's going to be a good year for Sporting Calza, or a reasonable year at least?
Yeah, I think, look, again, I just want to be, you know, consolidate without sounding like I'm being boring and throwing cliches. We've played the top two. We played Elzo in, got beat 3-2, started the game terribly, 3-0 down within half hour. Second half, we've had a right go, and maybe that was, I'll take responsibility, obviously, as a manager. I've got to do that anyway, but sometimes you can be a little bit glass half empty. Sometimes you can be a little bit glass half full, and, you know, in terms of looking at their results, the sort of steamrolling past teams, and I did go the former rather than the latter. And when we did change it going into the second half, you're sort of thinking, wow, if we would have played that way from the outset, the result could have been different. Against Calzell, we got beat 1-0. Really tight game. There was an error which led to the 1-0 defeat. Apart from that, there weren't much in it. And Loughborough, we got smashed. So, again, like, you know, we're doing okay, and the league will take shape probably in 4 or 5 games' time. You sort of have a true reflection of where people, you know, where you sort of, where we're pitching in terms of our game, whether it's Elzowin or whether it's whoever's bottom of the league. The mentality's got to be the same going into each game.
And I'm pretty sure you won't need to, you know, inject that positivity or improve the mentality for the Kidderminster game. I think your team will probably do itself, in all fairness, to motivate the players. Thoughts go back, I'm imagining, to 2015-16, and, you know, when FC United came to town. This is a big game. There's going to be a fair few travelling supporters, isn't there, and a fair few casual observers, as well as the hardcore Sporting Calza faithful. So how much are you looking forward to that game next Saturday?
Really looking forward to it. In essence, in reality, it's probably the second biggest game in the club's history, other than the game that you just mentioned against FC United back in 2015. So the club really excelled the way that they put the game on, everything to do with the game in terms of, you know, the hospitality and Ours did it really well. I think we got just short of 3,000 there on the day with probably comps and stuff like that. So it was great. The result weren't great. We got beat 3-1, but I think we really put a show on that day. We done ourselves proud. And, we've been looking for pretty much the same. Obviously, we've got a mountain to climb, so they're kidding me, instead of their full touring, they're a class above, what we've ever played. So, yeah, we'll give it a go. Like you say, we'll get the two games out of the way Saturday, Tuesday, and then we'll try and put some game plan into play in terms of what we can do to try and make it as difficult as we can for them as possible.
Well, Ian Rowe, manager at Sporting Carls, a big, big thank you for spending a few minutes on a Thursday before training, joining us here on the Step 4 show. Big, big good luck. I'll speak to you in the next round, my friend, OK?
Top man. Thanks very much, Ben. Thanks for your time also.
Let's go to Stamford. Stamford with a 2-0 victory last week against Redditch United in the first qualifying round. Seems a good opportunity to welcome back to the show the manager at Stamford. Here's Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations on making it through to the second qualifying round of the FA Cup. I mean, how was the first round for you? Pretty good, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had three games now because we got drawn really early in it. The extra preliminary rounds. So we've played OB, Lincoln United, and then obviously in the first round we beat Redditch. So we've done all right. We've not conceded a goal in the three games, which is pleasing. And it's always obviously nice to get to the second round.
And at the same time, the league seems to be ticking over quite nicely. It is early days, two defeats in there, but a very good, solid start from Stamford. So you must be delighted with this opening few weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's crazy, Ben. We've not played well and we ended up winning six games on the trot, which any gaffer would be really, really pleased with. But our performance levels have not been anywhere near. On the pitch we've been, keeping clean sheets, but really defending deep and not being our potent self going forward. And our passing ability seems to have gone out the window. And then we go and play Spalding on Tuesday. And for 60 minutes, some of the football was fantastic. And we played really, really well for perhaps 80 minutes of the game and end up losing. So it just proves that sometimes you don't have to play fantastic football to win games. And we did say, we'll end up playing quite well one game and we'll end up getting beat. And it bit us on Tuesday evening, late on.
But then you get this momentum now from the FA Cup. Or is that a hindrance? I mean, I have this discussion a few times with managers at this stage of the season. But it is a positive for the club, I'm going to suggest, getting through to the second qualifying round and having this interesting tie, let's say, with Telford.
Yeah, I think... as a manager, it can obviously get in the way of the league programme, and you're obviously always worried about injuries and extra games and then trying to play catch-up. So from a manager's point of view, sometimes it can affect and get in the way of what you're trying to achieve. But, from the club's point of view, it's fantastic. And, we all love the FA Cup and we all want to try and get to that first round proper and get the, recognition of what, the local clubs deserve if they do get there. So, for me as a manager, I love a cup run. We've had some fantastic cup runs in the trophies and the FA Cup in the past at Stamford and when I was manager at Corby. And I really do enjoy and, Telford's one of my favourite grounds when we used to play in the Conference North against them. So I really look forward to going back to Telford. It's a fantastic setup, and I'm sure the boys will really enjoy that if they've not played there before.
And do you think an upset is possible? What do you know about Telford? They've not played that many games this season thus far, have they?
No, I mean, they've won one, drew one, lost one, and then they've been hit by COVID. So they've not really got into no rhythm at the moment. As it's going to be down to injuries, Ben, I've been messing around on Twitter saying, we're called Patch Up United now, but, I've never known so many injuries. We've not had a real run of settled players since the second to last week of pre-season. And, it was a bit of a poor showing from us for the last 2 weeks of pre-season. We had to cancel a game against Peterborough Sports, which was frustrating. And then we were only getting 6 and 7 training towards the back end of pre-season. So we couldn't work on any shape, any, set plays or anything. And I wasn't surprised that we lost to Ilkeston. They'd had a better preparation than ourselves. And if you don't get your foundations right in pre-season, it was always going to take a couple of weeks to get players back fit. and, you know, getting some kind of pattern of play. But, you know, it's gone from having seven first-team starters missing, you know, most weeks, and then when we get one back, we seem to lose two. And, you know, Spalding, 80 minutes on the clock, you know, we're looking so comfy, and then all of a sudden, one, two, three drop out, you know, one hamstring, one knee, and one calf. And we just went from being so dominant to looking very vulnerable to the ball in the box. So we've got one back this week, but it looks like we've got three missing. Mm. So we just cannot get settled at all. And it's really frustrating because there's teams know in and around us. You know, we can compete with them all. I feel that, you know, we can challenge at the top if we get everybody fit. But at the moment, you know, it's just very frustrating having, you know, a top goal scorer out at the moment. We're hoping he's coming back Saturday. We're hoping he's the one that's going to return, but we do lose three, you know, from Tuesday evening. But I think when we get settled and sorted, we just can't be too far behind. So I've been pleased with the points we've got on the board so far.
How important are the next two home games then in the league? You've got Bedworth United on Saturday and then Chase Town on midweek. How important are those games to settle things down and get some good form heading into the Telford match?
Yeah, well, they're massive now because obviously, you know, being 2-0 up and losing the game 3-2, we need to respond. I think if we can play like we did for 80 minutes against anybody, you know, we could get, you know, good results. And looking at Bedworth, obviously, we got beaten in the playoff final by them. So there's a bit of pain there from that. Hopefully, we'll try and look to react and respond to that and try and get a positive result. And, you know, the dark horses in my eyes are Chase Town. I know they had a bad result against Hells Owen, but, you know, Hells Owen's perhaps favourites to win it. But Chase Town, for me, are the dark horses. I think they've got a real say on, you know, who, you know, gets that title this year.
And generally, I know we're early into this new season and this brand new league, but enjoying this competition, it feels like you've got a few teams not in and around you, wouldn't be the right phrase, but not too far away. So are you enjoying this division this year so far?
Yeah, I am. I mean, obviously, we've been to two new teams. Well, one away ground I've never been to before was Soham. You know, we got a positive result there in midweek, which for some of my lads, you know, from Doncaster way, it's a long old trek.
Yes.
So that was a really good result. And then obviously we played Corby at home, the old club. Again, we got a positive result. Didn't play well, but won 1-0. You know, so that was two new teams early into this division we've played already. Oh, sorry, three, because we went to Coles Hill and got a really good result. You know, they'd had a fantastic start unbeaten, and we went there, we won the game 3-0. So we've been to three new places, never been to Coles Hill before. So I've been to two new grounds and obviously played three of the new teams. But the competition looks really strong. I think, you know, teams to get into the playoff can perhaps lose 7-8 games this year and get into the playoffs. I think it's that competitive. But I don't think you could lose 7 or 8 games the way Hells Owen has started. And look at the minute. I think if you lose 2 or 3, you could be in trouble. But no, it's a good competition.
Well, Graham Drury, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to come on. I really appreciate it. Best of luck in the upcoming league games. But a big good luck in that Telford United match next Saturday. Hope you win, and we'll catch up when you're through to the third qualifying round, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Ben.
Graham Drury there, manager of Stamford, speaking to me on Friday. And that's it for August edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. A big thank you to all my guests this month for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. Look out for the NPL show, also out on this channel on Friday, which features more FA Cup interviews. And also look out for the NPL show next week, where we'll have a full fixture preview for all the matches in the FA Cup second qualifying round. And we'll also be hearing from some more Step 4 managers on next week's show. But that's it for the Step 4 show for this month. You all have a lovely weekend and take care. Bye-bye.